Members of the city's Bear Task Force told the assembly that the pilot program would take place in the neighborhood up Indian River Road. The city would purchase 7 300-gallon containers and outfit them to be bear-resistant. The containers would be located in a centralized area that's convenient to neighborhood residents. And rather than putting trash in individual trash cans on the curb, residents would take their garbage to that centralized area. The plan is to run the project from April through October. Here's why. In 2007, Sitka police received 181 bear calls. That number dipped to 48 in 2008, and then shot up to 240 in 2009. Last year, there were 214 bear calls.
You don't want to get too carried away when you see the increase in numbers.
Phil Mooney is the wildlife biologist in Sitka with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's because we're actually getting a better response from the general public out there. They're calling in and saying, I've got a bear here, it's not particularly doing anything. You don't need to send anybody, you don't need to respond, I just want you to be aware that it's here.
Despite Mooney's warning to take the numbers in stride, he says it's important to act now to better manage trash in the city and cut down on the number of bears who find themselves feasting on the all-you-can-eat buffet that Sitkins serve up in their trash cans.
You can't go after this and make substantial progress if you only deal with it when the bear has already shown up in your yard and gotten into your garbage. So I know this system that we're talking about right now is different, a lot different than what has been used for before, where we've looked at individual trash cans to address that problem.
But there's a model for it, say the members of the Bear Task Force. The town of Canmore, Alberta, has tried the centralized garbage plan. After 300 bear sightings in 1998, the town eliminated curbside garbage collection. There were still bear sightings in 1999, but there wasn't a single report of bears getting into garbage. But there were challenges. Residents were leaving large trash items like mattresses and chairs beside the containers, and the containers attracted graffiti and some litter. Also, people started throwing more stuff away at the collection points, which were located at the end of their blocks, rather than taking it to the recycling center a little further away. Finding a place to put all the containers wasn't easy either. Residents packed into tense public meetings, worried about the noise of banging lids or possible odors, or even increased traffic as people drove in and out to deliver their garbage. City Public Works Director Michael Harmon agreed that Sitka could share some of those challenges if it decides to go after this program, but he said the cons are also balanced with pros, including increased collection, maybe 3 times a week. Harmon says the Indian River subdivision was chosen because it gets a lot of bear traffic and because of its geography.
It's pretty isolated in that it sits by itself, so you don't have a lot of intermixing of a densely populated neighborhood around it, so it really can be a decent study area to see if we truly made a trash-resistant area, how the bears would behave and how effective that would be.
Assembly members had a few questions, including this one from Tor Christensen.
Has anybody spoken to the folks in this area? Have we had a community meeting or anything like that?
That's planned, Harmon says, but first the city wants to test the cans on the bears at Fortress of the Bear and then have that meeting to get comments from residents and make any changes based on those comments. The assembly would have to approve the pilot project before anything happens in the Indian River subdivision, and that would come after those public meetings. Assemblymember Larry Cruz wanted to know whether police had issued any tickets under the city's existing bear ordinance, which was passed in 2008. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says no tickets have been issued.
The way the ordinance was written is that we were going to contact people and give them a warning, which is what we did. Whenever we had a call, we'd go out, document it, talk to the people and give them the warning, and then give the information over to Fish and Game, take pictures of it. And we didn't have any repeat offenses to the point where we had to issue citations.
Centralized trash collection is just one in a series of things the Bear Task Force hopes to do to stem the tide of bears coming into town. Other efforts would include education and better enforcement, says Task Force member Andrew Tomes, who is also executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society. Tomes also says it will be important to look at whether centralized garbage collection is practical in all parts of town.
There's probably not one solution for every place in town, and we have to look across the different neighborhoods and the different places, what's going to work best.
The meeting between the Bear Task Force and the Assembly was informational only. The Assembly took no action on the plan. and will not do so until the task force comes back with the results of its testing at Fortress of the Bear and the public comments gathered from area residents. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.